We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal joining us live, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider. And I'm assuming it's hot in Washington too, Dave, right?
No, man, it was 95 degrees. Storms came through overnight, and it's a little cooler. But, yeah, we live in a swamp, so you know, this is what you get every summer, 95 with 95% humidity. It's
ooh,
lovely season.
Yeah. Well, President Trump not calling for a national mask mandate, despite being urged to by several governors. Is this going to come down to one of those strategies that will be looked at with this 2020 campaign?
I mean, possibly, and we're getting a lot of mixed signals, Susan. So, for example, even though there is no national plan, even though the president is not calling for people to wear masks across the country, and in fact, his at least led by example on the other end of the spectrum by not wearing a mask. I was struck to see in the fine print of an event that's coming up in New Hampshire on Saturday. It's another Trump rally. It's going to be an outdoor rally at an airport. In the fine print, Susan, it says that people who are coming are strongly encouraged to wear a mask. Also watching television to see the CDC urging people to wear masks. So even though this has become a very politicized thing, it's also to a matter of mixed messages where the government itself or government officials are sometimes saying, hey, masks, masks, masks. And on the other hand, maybe the messaging isn't so strong from other quarters.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you're hearing in Washington, the discussions of either a new stimulus bill or just the extension of a lot of these programs that have been in place since the beginning of the pandemic, because the uncertainty, I think, is beginning to be felt and really kind of reaching that point where a lot of people becoming a little bit uneasy as to what's going to happen next.
Well, I would agree, Brian, and we're on a roller coaster ride with the economy right now. So, of course, job numbers spiked in all the wrong directions a couple of months ago. Unemployment was at record highs in modern history. Things have gotten, at least relatively speaking, better with the new job numbers coming out, showing that unemployment has dipped to around the 11% range, which is still terrible relative to what it normally is, but better, of course. But, of course, you have also, too, a number of states all across the country that are seeing spikes in their coronavirus cases. You have talk of multiple states going in the opposite direction of where they were going. Instead of opening up, they're closing back down. And those are some really big major states, including Texas, too. So as a result, we could be looking at an economic roller coaster drop. And that's going to be a big deal, especially when it comes to Congress trying to figure out for itself over the dog days of the summer as to whether there's going to be yet another stimulus package. I would expect, and I think in my conversations with folks up on Capitol Hill, that if everything begins to go back in the wrong direction, that there really is not going to be much choice here, that the government is going to have to do something to send a life preserver, so to speak, out to a number of different business sectors and people all across the country and individuals, too, who are struggling incredibly, millions and millions of people to try to balance work and family, or maybe they're out of work and money is not coming in. They might be small business owners. These are real problems for real Americans, and the government's going to have to come up with some solution that's better than what we've got right now, providing that things are not going to get better.
Well, it's July 7th now, today, and the unemployment benefit, that $600 that expires on July 31st. What kind of a timeline are we looking at if Congress is going to do something about this?
I would imagine it's going to be relatively quick because, again, they probably don't have much choice here. Their constituents are going to be clamoring for it. It's an election year. And if Congress fails people, if members of Congress are being blamed for effectively letting down the American people and their constituents, then that's going to be a huge issue for them as politicians. But also, too, it's going to send the country into even more economic chaos than there would be otherwise. And things are not going to be good, I think, under any scenario. And it's very, very, very gloomy, particularly in some states that were already not doing so well economically even before the coronavirus pandemic hit. So, yeah, I think we're talking Congress really getting together and trying to get something onto the president's desk in July, August at worst, and that the summer, which is usually a pretty slow time for Congress, is going to be a heck of a lot more active in 2020 than we've probably seen in many, many years.
What do you make of the kind of inaction that we're seeing right now? Is that just like Washington typical, or is there something else at play here that's stopping these discussions from really getting off the floor until we're nearing now kind of the last minute for it to happen?
Absolutely. Never underestimate, Brian, Congress's ability to just launch itself into gridlock and to wait until the last minute. Think of how many times we've talked about the Congress getting down either to the wire or going past the wire for government shutdowns, which has resulted in the government in previous years shutting down on multiple occasions because they just simply couldn't get together to fund the government. And it took the government shutting down in order for them to get back to the table and negotiate something. So even a pandemic is something that it apparently is not such a big deal that Congress will do their job early as opposed to late. And that's why we're seeing ourselves, unfortunately, in the situation that we are in right now, which is causing a great deal of uncertainty and a lot of angst for a lot of people from coast to coast.
So probably expected in the 11th hour.
Yeah, I think we would. I think at this point we can kind of take to the bank that it's going to be a decision when it comes. It's going to be late in the game, presuming it comes. But I would still say that the odds are very, very good that something will be hammered out in the end. But yes, it may be at the end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.